live or taped. Okay, good morning. Lord Peebles, Public Information Officer, with Southern California Institute of Management, Station 3. Just an update from last night. Last night, we've got 498 acres deferred with 23% of the area this morning. That's down from 30% yesterday. The fire burned to the south, the southwest, and also in the west, in a westerly direction. It burned down towards some structures off to the west, over near the Auburn area, and also in the canyon area. Firefighters were able to do some direct attack around the structures. They were able to also fire out around some structures. Unfortunately, the fire did not consume any structures last night, so no structure loss on the fire, other than the outbuilding that was burned on the first day on Lotus Avenue. The power shut off up in the canyon area. That was due to firefighter safety. Today, we're looking at some hotter and drier conditions and also with some slow winds. So we probably will see an increase in fire behavior today a little bit. We did have some additional resources come in last night. We did have three strike teams and engines come in last night, and those folks are going to be deployed this morning. And hopefully crews will continue to make progress throughout the day. Currently, helicopters are going to be shuttling crews up to some of the farther reaches of the fire up on top. After that, they're going to be starting some water drops along with retardant drops on some of the active edges of the fire. Still only two injuries to the firefighters from the first day, and firefighters are going to be on the ground again here very first thing this morning. Night shift just came off, so that's where we're at this morning, and I'll entertain any questions.
Any homes threatened? I know the fire kind of shook
up. Yeah, we do have some. There is a little bit of structure threat over toward the Auburn area and also up in what would be the, as you can see where the fire is backing down onto those structures down there in some of the canyon areas. And so structure protection strike teams are still in place. They have been and they will be until the structure threat is eliminated.
How about the evacuations? What's the latest with that?
There was a little bit of an increased evacuation within the evacuation area over toward the Auburn area. Still looking at 400 residences evacuated, still approximately 1,000 personnel. There was a slight change from the 550 original estimate from Saturday. That was kind of a fog of war number. That number was released prematurely. It is 400.
What's the weather outlook for the rest of the day?
We're looking at some hotter temperatures. They're saying we're looking at the heat of the day probably in the low to mid 90s, a little bit decrease in humidity, and then also some slope winds.
So the winds flowing back towards the south?
Probably the slope winds probably within the canyons, probably moving up and out. They're not as big as the narrow current.
I'm trying to record.
Any other questions? We won't have any questions. Not till day shift finishes up.
Okay.
The command post is going to be set up. We're not sure when. We'll be at the, I believe it's called the Santa Fe Dam Recreation Area. You folks are, the local folks are familiar with that. We do not know. We'll have public information officers in the area. So before we head out, we'll let you guys know. We'll do our best to try to deal with folks also in the fire area to be available for you.